Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 11, the Bible says, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in mine infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. I am become a fool in glorying. Ye have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended of you, for in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing." It is my honor as a pastor to help people carry their burdens in life. I live in the hospital emergency rooms. I live in the funeral homes. I live in the land of heartache and bad news. I'll be honest with you, I never enjoy bad news. And no one likes problems. But God has allowed me, and I love helping people during these times. There's a very interesting statement that God uses here in the Word of God. God says that our weakness, our downtimes, our thorn in the flesh, so to speak, can cause us to take pleasure. Wow. God says that we can glory and take pleasure in infirmities. That seems so contrary to our thinking. Now, God is not telling us that we're going to jump up and down and volunteer for bad things. But there is pleasure to find in these times. God does not keep us from infirmities. But he does say that his grace is sufficient, and he will help us to find the glory and the pleasure in these times. Let me show you what I mean. Recently, I met with a family who has a loved one who was basically murdered. They gave me the conditions on which things took place over a period of time, and I ended up doing the funeral for their loved one who had been murdered. Tragic situation. And yet, what a sweet time. People saved, lives changed, and we were able to take the infirmity and see the pleasure that came with it. Now, I'm here to tell you, when we live in the flesh, we're going to be discouraged. But did you know that if we live in the Spirit, there's an opportunity for glory and pleasure in all these things? The word infirmity is a Greek word that means frailty, disease, sickness, weakness. We all have infirmity from time to time. We all know those who have infirmities. And may I say this, sin causes infirmity. The breakdown of our body and our death and our process of death comes because of sin, not because of God. You see, we were the ones that chose it, not God. God told us that if we sinned, we would die. So it's not God's fault, it's our fault as sinners. You know, I can understand that every person in this world every person hearing my voice, we live with pain. We live with heartache. We know someone who is going through a tough time right now. May I help you today? Jesus tells us that we could be of good cheer. Look how many times he said, rejoice, be of good cheer. It wasn't when everything was going good. It was when things were in the middle of a storm or a heartbreak or a tragedy. So it is possible for us to glory in our infirmity. Let me give you a few thoughts. Number one, pleasure in infirmities has to be taken. It doesn't come natural. Verse 10 says, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities. The word take means to get a hold of, to attain, to catch, to pull away. It's something we do with purpose. You don't take pleasure in having the infirmity, but you have to force yourself by your will to find pleasure in the infirmity. You see, you will need to purpose yourself not to look at the infirmity, but to find the pleasure that can be done in the infirmity. About 25 years ago or so, I knew a young man who was getting ready to start a church in South Carolina. He moved there, and just as he moved there, he got sick and went into the hospital and ended up finding out that he had leukemia. He went through major leukemia process of chemo, being in the hospital for many months. You know, that man continued to start his church. He started from his hospital bed with doctors and nurses. I don't remember how many dozens of doctors and nurses got saved. He literally would lay in his hospital bed on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and preach to doctors and nurses and anybody that they would want to come to his room. You know, God only gives a heavy load to those who can handle it, but that young man found glory in his infirmity. It doesn't happen by accident. You have to take it. Next, glory in the infirmity. Don't complain about it. You see, it's not God's fault you have it. It's sin's fault. Maybe we ought to learn to praise God for the infirmity, and we would and praise God for the other things in life, and we wouldn't focus on the infirmity. You see, it takes our weakness for God to show his strength. Don't boast about your infirmity. Use it. I remember when my oldest child was very sick as an infant and was on life support for 3 weeks. We were able to win many doctors and nurses to the Lord. And I learned a lot about comforting people in the hospitals. I don't complain about it, but I've been able to help many thousands of people because we had to go through that. Maybe we ought to glory and not complain. Realize that somebody else has it worse, and God's allowing us to go through this. Depression, discouragement, discontent comes by looking at the infirmity and not finding glory. And lastly, take pleasure in the infirmity to show how good God is. You know, the word God uses the words infirmity, which is illness, reproach, which is insults or hurt feelings, necessity, which is need, persecution, distress, which is stress. God says we're to take pleasure in those things. We're not to spend our time around negative or critical people or influences. Watch what you allow to influence you, but you can still have glory, and you can give God the glory for all those things. You know, maybe we ought to quit complaining and start getting the glory in infirmity. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.